He's saying you're triangulating at work.
Yes.
And we're
and what are you triangulating?
Everything that occurs. And that what occurs is triangulation.
Is triangulation? What occurs is triangulation.
Yes.
So what's triangulating, Bert?
For me, it's I'm finding my way in this new environment.
He's saying the environment is triangulating.
No, I'm talking about my work environment, Bob. I'm learning new things that I have no idea about, but I'm figuring them out. That's what they're saying. That's what I'm
doing. He's saying that's triangulation. Why bring in the idea of triangulation? What's that got to do with it?
I'm
just doing a robotic thing.
No. The robotic thing is being verified by triangulation because it could change. Triangulation could have changed your pizza experience to popcorn. Could have. She could have just said, oh, okay, you want popcorn? I got the pepper, this, I got that, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that could have changed. Triangulation could have made that proponent appropriate. Our words brought it up, you see, but that set could have changed the experience, the outcome. So with the right coordinates, triangulation could have been calculated that you would have popcorn with the cayenne pepper tonight rather than pizza. Bob.
Well, Bert's not creating anything. He's just performing the accounting.
He just said that's what he's blowing things up and undoing things and dealing with Kuala Lumpur. And,
well, that's not productive. He broke up the Excel sheet.
Okay.
What's that issue,
Bert? Basically, what they're explaining, Bob, I'm in an environment that I was not formally trained in. I've just thrown in, and they want to see if I can swim, and I'm swimming. I had like 3 weeks of basically blah, 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 here's what you do. And now I am navigating all of these 13 systems that I have to log into to get things done, and I'm doing it via triangulation with Ion has just verified what I'm doing. I didn't know what I was doing, but somehow something's clicked, and I'm able to navigate all these different constructs they have and able to get it done. And, you know, it's just clicking. So it is mundane, but it's fun. It's like, I mean, you could consider it how you would play a video game. I'm doing that. I'm getting it, and that's the fun part of it. I mean, it's monotonous when you consider the technology, but I'm doing it, but I was not trained. I'm technically, by the books, I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing, but I'm doing
it. Well, what's the 4X formula got to do with it?
Okay, the 4X formula that has to do with, as far as the foreign exchange, I'm not dealing in the foreign exchange. But the triangulation, the whole thing of you have, I know where I am, I know where I want to be, and I know where I've been as far as trying what I did it the last time. And each time that I go do things, I'm hitting the point of meeting what I need to do without asking anyone questions.
And this is called triangulation?
From what Ion has just verified for me that I've been doing triangulation, yes. I can correct.
Well, what is triangulation? You're integrating 3 points, 3 cell phone towers.
That's one way to look at the triangulation. But another thing is like I know what I've done, I know what I have to do, and then I know where I want to go with what I want to do. That's what I'm doing. And Ian said that's triangulation. That's from my take.
Bob,
I mean, correct me, Ryan,
Bob,
if I'm wrong.
What he's doing is taking spreadsheets and balancing them with 13 different systems and making them balance to themselves. They don't talk to themselves, so he has to actually interact those balances. So drawing down those accounts to make them come to play from especially Kuala Lumpur is a pretty large thing to do consistently. Because he's actually marking triangulation points that'll say how the market will go based on simple transactions that are being entered. It's mundane, but it's like counting stock tickets to say what the market's going to do.
Right.
You're making the market.
No, Kuala Lumpur is doing that. How is Bert influencing the market.
Bob Lampour is only doing what he enters into the machine.
Oh, you're feeding Kuala Lumpur, Bert?
Yes.
So your company is some central part of the grid?
A part of it, yes.
You're welcome.
So I am put you there. And I got you fired, Bert.
Hell yeah. Right. Slaves, no, tell him, Bert, slaves have to be sold. Tell him, you weren't fired, they have to be sold, right?
Yes.
So he wanted you to get in there and thought that you'd do well in there and that you'd be doing triangulation, which I don't know how you know you're doing triangulation. You're not doing A squared plus B squared plus C squared.
It's good. It's good. That's good. Yes, he is. That's fine.
Is it conscious? Is he doing it consciously?
Well, he's sitting here. Listen to what he said. I have 13 different operating systems that have to log into to do this one function. That I have to do 13 different ways, 13 different times. He's making the mark. You take an X and a Y, 13 different times to start marking.
You don't do X, Y, do you, Bert?
No, Bob, I'm not doing anything with paper. It's all in my head of how I'm navigating these systems to get the shit done that I have to do that I'm not trained in, but I'm doing it.
Well, you can't do it unless you figure it out, and they're letting you figure it out. They didn't train you.
Right.
So then when you know what you're doing, and you seem to be know what you're doing because they haven't caused it, well, you blew up something. But once you know what you're doing, then it's just routine robotic work, right? You're just going to get better at being the robot.
So to speak, but there'll be skills required.
That's not what he's doing for. That's not what he's doing it for. He's doing that for us to get it done. He's digging a ditch not to make a water flow. He's digging a ditch to build those triceps up. They're just ridiculous. You got to work on yourself a little, Bert. You're just falling away to nothing.
Oh, so this is training your perceptual apparatus for some other purpose.
For recognition, factor to even note what the triangulated points are. Good.
Do you know what they are, Bert?
You'll know what the fractal, so then you'll know, then you'll understand how to apply a fractal.
Which is not a Mandelbrot thing, it's an antenna.
Three of them.
Yes.
You have three antennas when you have a fractal or when you triangulate a fractal. What's the wording?
Yes and yes. The fractal is what marks those conditions of how far you are away or close to a tower, and that triangulation will tell you exact coordinates based on the distance of three of those towers. It takes all
so what are your towers in this case, Bert?
The three sets of three banking institution markers that have to be crossed justified. You write justified your amount of money to your order and your order to your money.
Are there three sets, Bert? Three sets of three?
Well,
there's more than that, Bob.
Is individual. There's 13. He's doing more than three. He's doing 13.
Well, on the way to the 13, you're doing three sets of three.
Yes, but I'm not doing it consciously like I'm measuring it. I'm just getting things done, but the whole navigation point is what Ian's referencing. As far as for me to I have to complete something and I have to access these 13 different systems
makes
to get it done.
Makes it worse, Bob. Here's what makes it worse. The motherfucker is doing it in his head.
So Bert,
you say
the system requires
Bob,
you. Are you the only guy
Bob,
doing this
wait.
In your job?
No. No.
He's the only one that's doing this in his job. Other people are doing the function. He's the only one doing this.
Yeah.
Bob, do you remember this? Bob.
What's he doing? Okay. Yeah, they're doing functions. What are you doing, Bert? What was the word?
He's triangulating.
So are you doing better than the other guys, Bert? Have you noticed that?
I haven't noticed.
No, you blew up.
I'm not even noticing that.
They don't know what you're doing. They can't figure out what you're doing.
Right. I'm not really paying attention to any people, everyone around me, so I'm just trying to get it done.
Why do we need this done? Who needs this ion? Is this going to be part of the ion economy, what Bert does?
Bob.
Yes, I hear you, Ion.
Do you remember when JW was telling you about this process and how it works and the stone? Do you remember the stone?
Not really. You mean years ago?
Yeah.
Years ago?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Laid out on the stone of how it applies. Okay, you had to have those markers to know where you are, where you're going, and then what you're triangulating to. Okay? Bert is taking that without the stone and doing the triangulation coordinates in his head. So he's drawing the cosine off of the XY axis of A square and converting it to C in his head, which is pretty good. And then the B square will be the presentation of what he juxtaposes the C square to. So the third point, or if you're looking at it from your scale, Bob, it'd be the second point, the B square, the top of the X axis. Because remember, A and C are on the Y.
Yeah.
Remember? And B is on the X. Well, he is now going to point the B. He'll set the B on the C square mark, but he's doing it in his head. JW can do it in his head, and he does, but it's not as precise. He's hitting it on the mark every time, and he doesn't even know it. That's how he's coming up with these numbers that he's pulling.
So when I take over the Fed, dismantle it, and other things I'm going to do I need to understand what Bert's doing?
You're going to need Bert to do it for you.
Okay. So Bert is practicing for me.
No, Bert, if your drops are going to be the new currency, you have to have somebody that can juxtapose triangulation to say how many drops have to be available so that there's not massive inflation or deflation in your economy. You have to set a GNP, a gross national product that you're gauging to make that operate, that system operate. Right now, everybody's just typing and fucking in their black mirror. That's all they're doing now, is doing anything. They don't have anything, they're not paying for anything, they're not doing anything, but they're getting everything, so they don't care. It rolls and rolls and rolls and rolls until it doesn't. And when it doesn't, that has to be juxtaposed to something to say this is where M1 and M2 is. You better have your new number one on the job, Bob.
So, Bert, what he just said, does that make sense in what you think you're doing?
It puts it all in perspective now because, I mean, Bob, I didn't know what I was doing, and I was doing things, and it's just like, you know, it just happens, and I'm like, okay, how do I do this, and I'm getting things done. And I have no idea from a normal, using your normal old dumb mind from school, how I did it. But Ion has just verified what I've been doing because I really don't know what I'm doing. I mean, Ion's doing great, and that's why I'll go back and listen when he did the triangulation language. But I'm doing that, but I couldn't say that I'm using his words to do it, but I'm doing it. I'm getting it done.
And so
they know that
I'll need someone to do that when we take over the currency role.
Yes.
Will you train other people, or you'll be the only one doing it?
Well, after I do it, I can train other people. That's my unique ability. I can put a lot of shit together that's really complex and make it easier for people to figure it out. But
right.
Yeah. Yeah, I have that.
Okay.
Knack.
Well, I think that explained a little bit more what's going on here. So, are you finished?
I have questions.
Did you,
more questions,
excuse
Bob.
Me, sir. Excuse me, sir. You come to the whorehouse. Did you nut? That'd be funny if it wasn't so sad, Bert. Did you know this?